Blessed be the name of the Lord.
We are cordially welcome to the Sunday School. Let's take the chorus of hymn 30, Higher Ground, as we start today's Sunday School.
Hearts as quest by ability to lead us in a short word of prayer.
We thank you, our gracious Heavenly Father, for this wonderful grace you have given unto us from far and near to assemble in your house this morning. Thank you for the week that ended a few hours ago. Thank you for your care and protection over us as we left here on Friday in the communion service. Thank you for your watchful eyes over our lives. Thank you indeed, O Lord, for meeting our needs to be here through public transport, keeping us healthy and strong in our right minds, O Lord. Father God in heaven, we have just sung this chorus. May it come from our heart unto thee, Lord. We pray that you help every individual here this day, old and young, men and women, boys and girls, Lord. Father, we pray for higher heights, O Lord. Father God, remove every obstacle, every barrier out of our way. Forgive of every sin, O Lord. Bless the teachers in each of the classes. Anoint, inspire them. Oh Lord, grant them utterances. Open our understanding. Grant the spirit of revelation. When you are blessing your people, do not pass any of us by. Let your name be glorified. May that be a witness of the testimony of the goodness of unto us this day, Lord. Help the Sunday School to be tender as goes about to collate to Lord our God the outcome of this program. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Those on their way coming, hasten their footsteps down safely, Lord. Blessed be your name, Father. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Amen.
Bless you, sir. Let's take Saturday where it was, the children and the adolescents move to their classes.
Sunday of the month of July. Lord, thank you for your care since the beginning of the month. Thank you for your faithfulness to your promises. Thank you for your covenant, Lord, that you swore by yourself to keep. And that is our stay. That's our confidence. Heavenly Father, that the boats can rock. The storms can reach. whatever the enemy tries to do in all his capacity, we know, Heavenly Father, that you are the master of the sea. We know you are the one in charge. We know you are in control. We know there is no power that is above you. Lord, we are grateful that you are the one that dictates and every other thing obeys. We are happy to be your children and to be called of you to know this way that leads back to you. We are grateful. Lord, thank you for your blood that speaks better things on our behalf on a daily basis. Every moment, thank you. Being on the throne, interceding for us. Lord, pleading what we have confessed that you have done for us. We are grateful to you. We come before you once again this morning. Lord, as individuals, as family unit, and an assembly, that once again you will show your mercy to us by sending your hand of grace and blessings upon our souls. Lord, opening our eyes to see you and to identify you and to grace to surrender ourselves to you, so that the blessings you have in store today will be our portion and the glory and honor will be yours, Lord. Thank you because we know you will fill with the Holy Spirit. You will deliver the captives. You will heal the sick. We know you will restore backsliders. We know you will take the sins to higher ground. You will restore strength to the weak. For you have said in your word, let the weak say, I am strong. And let the poor say, I am rich. Let this be our portion today, so that at the end all the glory and honor will be yours. As we commit the entire services to you, both here and all other places, in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Praise be to God. Let's open my Bible to Revelation chapter 1, as we take verses from verse 16 to the end. As we continue with the background to the revelation of the seven seals. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. And I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. The Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts. You can please be seated. We thank the Lord for another privilege coming to his house. Last Sunday, we concluded our thought. We've been looking at the Pentecost as the standard. And so we want to bring that part to conclusion, and so that we can see how we move on to. You know, we are trying to follow it this way, so that when we are done with this part, then we then move straight by the grace of God to the first seal when we are done with this background here. God bless you. Now don't get led astray. That's the such breaks or pause. Now don't get led astray here from the seven church ages. Yeah. Just move a little up so that I purposely ask you to sit there. So what the church has, or I did just a little review so that we blend in with that. So last Sunday we were speaking on that. What the church had at Pentecost is an inalienable right. Originally, she had the pure word of God. She had the power of the Spirit manifested in diverse signs and wonders and gifts of the Holy Ghost. That's Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience to the word receive a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. Because it was a question that Paul was asking there. That original church was not organized by men. We said last week that you take from the original. The original was established, and the restoration that God promised to do at this time, which he has done through the message of Malachi 4, proclaimed by Prophet William Miron Graham, brought restoration of this original that we had at Pentecost. And that's why the prophet was saying that the church had the original in the beginning. Because at a point in time, and also according to God's own program, because before the loosings came in, before the additions and subtraction, which, you know, occurred in the course of the ages, God knew it would happen. So he already made a promise of restoration in Joel chapter 2. And that was found in the Old Testament. And so he made a promise that I will restore. So that restoration is what God came in Laodicea Church to come and fulfill. And that is why we are trying to look at where the church deviated, so that then we can appreciate where God began to bring the restoration. So that is why I said that we cannot just go and pick the seven revelation of the seven seas and we begin to, because there are things in there that God accomplished through the revelation of the seven seas. They are not just ordinary preaching. It is called the revelation of the seven seas. They are not just preaching. Of course, the preachings of Abraham, they are not just ordinary preaching like any other preacher will preach. Even ministers in the message of the hour, under the influence of Jesus, that are truly called, our preachings are not ordinary preaching. Because we say what the tape says. And so as long as we say what the tape says, we are saying what the true messenger has said, which is the inspiration of the Almighty God, which is the will, perfect will of the Almighty God for every soul on the land today. Praise be to God. The original church was not organized by men. It was led by the Holy Ghost. It wasn't very big. It was hated and despised. It was oppressed. It was persecuted unto death. But it was true to God. It stayed with the original word pattern. Now, don't get the letters right here. When I say that God and his ways never change, I did not say that the church and its messenger could not change. The church isn't God, so she can change. But what I said was that because of the unchanging God with unchanging ways, we can go back to the beginning and see the first and perfect heart of God, and then judge by that standard. Want you to follow me? Don't be distracted. That is how it is done. The true church will always try to be like the original at Pentecost. That's the reference point. That's the reference point. The true church of today, we try to approximate that early first one. And the messengers to the churches, having the same Spirit of God in them, we try to approximate the Apostle Paul. Why? Because, as we shall continue, Apostle Paul happens to be the first messenger, prophet, messenger, apostle to the first Gentile church age. So he carried forward the truth from the Pentecost down to plus the revelation God gave to him for the Gentiles. He carried forward the truth from the first, from the Pentecost. The church of Pentecost, the first church. Just like Brosam is preaching on the man of sin, the revelation of the man of sin. You know, how the church of Rome started. It was people from this church of the Pentecost, the first church, the church that started on the day of Pentecost, believers that went about preaching the gospel when persecution came, that went to that room to go and preach there, just like he said about last Sunday or two Sundays ago. The truth started, but the error came in to water it down. And that is how the church became organized, the Church of Rome. So, the prophet said, the messengers, but the true messenger will be the one that come closest. Sorry, I jumped that. And the messengers to the churches, having the same Spirit of God in them, you see, having the same Spirit of God in them, we try to approximate the Apostle Paul. They won't be exactly like him, but the true messengers will be the ones that come the closest to Paul, who was free of all men, sold out to God, and gave forth the word of God only, and manifested the Holy Ghost in power. None else would do. The reason Paul is the one was because he formed the reference point for the messengers to the seven churches, to the Laodicean church, to the Gentile church ages. It was the first Gentile messenger. So what he gave to the messenger, that is why in Galatians chapter 1 there, we are still coming there. So that is why he says that if any man we preach anything contrary to what we have preached, because he was dead sure, dead certain, that this revelation that I brought was given to me directly by the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I learned it of no man. He was not a theologian. He was before, but God beat out the theology from him. The theology that he knew that made him to puffer, made him to feel that these people that were following Jesus ought to be dealt with and silenced. That is only his own sect that should be recognized, thinking he was serving Jehovah. But when he met the Lord Jesus Christ in a special way, he was beaten down. If you look at that scripture in chapter 9 of the book of Acts,
The Bible says he was greatly astonished. He was surprised beyond measure. Because the revelation that he caught there, he saw that Jesus Christ, that he was against, is the Jehovah. That he thought he was serving. That this very Jesus, that he was killing his, that he wanted to kill his people, that he wanted to, that he collected, you know, letter of authority from the high priest to go to Damascus to go and arrest the followers of this Jesus. To now find out that this very Jesus is the Jehovah. That eliminated all his theology. Everything that he knew. He used a scripture in Philippians. I'm trying to remember that scripture. He said, all that were gained to me, I count as dogs for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ, my Lord. Everything that were gained to him, he counted them as what? Dogs. Big bear. So which means they became irritable to him. They were no longer useful for him. And that's what revelation does. If revelation strikes a man, true repentance comes by revelation too. That's why if a man truly repents, the direction he was going before, it will change. The way I used to go, I go there no more. That's when that applies. The things I used to say, I say them no more. The things I used to eat, I used to drink, I drink them. The clothes, useless clothes I used to wear, I wear them no more. The one-lay hairstyle I used to do, both male and female, I do them no more. The modern system of the things of the world, when that revelation strikes you, nobody's going to tell you, do this. Who told Paul? To go to Arabia, to go and carry the scroll, and sit down and study. To compare the revelation that he had with what is written in the scroll. And God, because he has been filled with the Holy Spirit, he was able to see that the Jehovah of the Old Testament is Jesus Christ of the New Testament. That was why he gave his entire life. When they were giving revelation concerning him, that this man that holds this mantle is going to suffer, they are going to do this to him if he gets to Rome. If he gets to this, he said, I'm not only ready to be burned, I'm ready to die for Jesus Christ. Because he has caught the revelation. So that's what that does to any man. So Paul became the reference point for every messenger. And that is the emphasis there, that the Abraham is saying that all other messengers will approximate. All other messengers will approximate Brother Paul. They won't exact. Yeah, that's it. The true church of today will try to approximate that first early one, early first one, and the messengers of the churches, the six messengers. But Paul, we have identified him now, though we are still going further. The messengers of the churches, having the same Spirit of God in them, we try to approximate the approach to Paul. The messengers of the churches, there are seven. But Paul happened to be the first of them. So the remaining six, we want to be like him because they have the same Spirit. But the true messenger will be the ones that come the closest. So the prophet is going further to show us something there. So let us continue. They won't be exactly like him, but the two messengers will be the ones that come the closest to Paul, who was free of all men, sold out to God, and gave forth the word of God only, and manifested the Holy Spirit and power. None else would do. You have to walk from the original. Are you seeing that? You have to walk from the original. You know, there is no no matter how wicked a mathematics teacher is, if he gives you a mathematics problem to solve, if he wants you to find solution to, okay, like this, I'm not a mathematician, but I'm just trying to come up with a problem. X plus 2x is equal to, this is an elementary mathematics. How many? What is the answer? That's 3x. But if you are given 2x plus 4, is equal to, two x plus 4 y is equal to what? What? What is the answer? What? It is simple mathematics because it's addition. You get it? But where you are given 2x raised to the power 2 plus 4 is equal to 5. It's equal to what? Now, when this kind of a question is given, there is a principle that you will apply. If you don't know that principle, you won't get the answer. The first, the one in the middle, is because the principle of simple mathematics. Somebody that is not good at maths will be confused. He may just leave it, he will not get the answer. He can tell you that it is 6xxy. Am I correct? Somebody will come up with this answer. He said it's 6xy, so this is plus. And in your options, there will be promotable questions that we provided, this will be there. They will provide that 6xy. And somebody that is not good at maths is going to pick that and say 2 plus 4, 6. X plus is xy. But not knowing that xy here has meant multiplication. So it can be. So this will be the right thing. So when, what now, 5 plus 3 is equal to, you have it. And when you now say, is it, have you? Now when you say 5 plus this is equal to, you know, you cannot get answer to that. No matter how wicked a maths teacher is, he cannot give you this to solve. He can give you this. You have to work from a reference point to get the answer. So if you don't have reference point to work, this, and this are the reference point. Without those two, you can't get answer. And that is the original. So if the basic information is not there, you cannot get answer to it. You will just be staring it in the way, you'll be cracking your brain. But if you are good at mathematics, you just look at it that way. It will be a bonus. It will be a bonus, bonus for every student. Once you see it like that, the student will complain and say, in this place there is no way to find the answer. God be our help. I hope you understand what I'm trying to project. That the prophet said you have to walk from the original. God has already provided the original. So that original provided, that is where people deviated from. That deviation happened in the course of the ages. It started manifesting. As Paul identified it, that after he had departed, ravenous wolves were coming. And what are they coming to do? It is the world they want to attack. So they started,
gradually until he came to this age. And God promised to do the restoration in this age as well. Praise be to God. Yes. None else will do. You have to work from the original. As life begets life, the true church will always be the one that tries to follow in the steps of our founders at Pentecost. The true church is the church that has the Holy Ghost. Because you will realize the prophet did not just say here. He did not just say the messengers to the churches will try to approximate Apostle Paul. He said the messengers to the churches having the same spirit. He did not just say the messengers. Are you there? No, come. And the messengers to the churches. Look at that. Can you underline that? This is possible for you to... Having the same spirit of in them, we try to, and the messengers to the churches, if you remove having the same spirit in them, it's saying something different. But they will only try to approximate the Apostle Paul because they have the same spirit in them. And that will produce continuity of the true church, though very in minority in those ages. God will always have it, and that's reflected in that chart that you are looking at there. We are still coming to those things in the course of the revelation of the seven seals. As light begets light, the true church will always be the one that tries to follow in the steps of our founders at Pentecost. And our messengers will follow the Apostle Paul, the first messenger to the first church age. It is that simple and that wonderful. Now, with this key, so simple yet so wonderful, I was able by the help of the Holy Spirit to read the book of Revelation and the histories and find there each age, each messenger, the duration of each age, and the part each played in the purpose of God from Pentecost to the consummation of the ages. Hallelujah. The prophet was able to see that pattern because of the key. With the key, so simple, yet so wonderful. And what is the key? That what God has started doing, that's what he will continue to do. Being infinite. The prophet told us that God is infinite. If he healed the first man on the basis of the faith of that man, he said the second man that is coming will not be healed on another basis. It has to be on the same basis. And that's why the prophet said that God remains with the shedding of, remains with the blood. That's why the Bible says without the shedding of the blood, there is no remission of sins. Because he started with blood in the beginning. The prophet said it is the blood that God started with. It is not. That is why God rejected the sacrifice of Cain, because he came with his own theological idea to offer sacrifice to God, brought fruits, things that have no blood in it. Because what God started with was what? Blood that speaks mercy, that makes atonement for man, because he's coming to provide the perfect atonement. So he just instituted the blood of animal, to create opportunity for man to come back to him, so that his purpose will continue. Praise be to God. So in reading the history, in reading the Bible, in praying, the prophet was able to see a pattern of God, which he saw here. He said, I was able by the help of the Holy Spirit to read the book of Revelation. This book of Revelation and the histories. And find there each age. He was able to see each age. He was able to see each messenger to each age. He was able to know the duration of each age from history and from the book of Revelation. With the help of the Holy Spirit, it will have to take the God Almighty who is into resurrection program to make those things known to him.
Scholars won't find it. Are you with me? Let all the scholars in the world, people have written about scripture, they have written about Bible, they have written history, they have written about the church ages. Preachers all over the world have, they have preached, they have wrote history about the church ages. They can't touch what is here. Because this is actually God making his plan known to his people. Because he's working towards restoration. Hallelujah. And that's why he sent the prophet. That's why we say that the messenger to an age is equipped with the power and the capacity to interpret the scripture. He's the one that sees God's program for that age, what God has done, what God is doing, and God what we do. And he's able to bring those things together and situate them in the light of the scripture. And anyone who says there is no promise of Malachi for today is just blind. He's just blind. He hasn't seen nothing. If Pastor Adeboye, if Pastor Kumuyi, if Reverend Wale Oke, if all the denominational leaders of Gospel Faith Ministry of anywhere, all the denominational, if they will see tomorrow that God promised a messenger to this Laodicean church, they'll be looking for him. Why do you think the three magi came down from the Orient and they were looking for the baby, the child that was born king of Israel? Why were they looking for him? Was it not that God revealed it to them? So when God reveals it to a man, he will look for it. But until that time, the man will be satisfied wherever he is. The woman will be satisfied wherever she is. Shake them. Shake them. They won't shake. The only thing that can shake a man to live where he is, or a man, a woman where she is for God to just doubt his revelation before them. Present it to them. Once that is done, you know there is no second thought any longer. When he called Father, when he wanted to call Father Abraham, how did he do it? For Father Abraham to leave his place where he was comfortable among his kinsmen. He had his landed property, he was the firstborn of his father. He was going to inherit everything. The law of birthright applied to him. He was going to have everything. And then somebody coming to him supernaturally to tell him, leave this place. Leave your kindred. Leave your father's house. And go to the land that I will show you. Yet in the future, he hasn't seen the land, but by revelation. That is why Abraham said the call of Abraham is supernatural. It's not ordinary. And it is the same way God calls his people. So if a man is called by God, which is by revelation, which is supernatural, the man does not need to be petted. No, not pet him. His revelation is a drive. It's a stimulation that will be stimulating him, that will be moving him, that will push him. He will push, that revelation will push him. You will not need to tell him, oh, go and do this, go and do that. Oh, glory be to God. We are grateful to our God because he promised that a time come that I will make another covenant apart from the one that I made with the house of Israel. He said, I will write my laws in the tables of their hearts. He said, they will not need to be taught. Do know the law. He said, they shall all know me. From the oldest of them to the youngest. What is going to do it? It's God that will do that. May the Lord be gracious to us. By the grace of God, next week, God is sparing our lives. We'll be here together again. Let's bow our heads.
I bless the Heavenly Father. We humbly approach for today again and this hour. We cannot thank you enough for your fatherly cares at all times. Thank you for the week that ended yesterday. We thank you, Lord, for your cares. provision of any protection, how you guided each step we took, and are going at our coming in. Thank you for the services and the blessings that they were unto us. Lord Jesus, today is the beginning of another week, and you have guided our step to be your house. Thank you for your servants that have labored, they studied, are praying after they have visited the storehouse to bring a portion of your word to feed us with. Thank you for the portion of it that has gone forth. We ask, O God, it will be a blessing to our souls. It will further our understanding. And may your spirit that gave it to the prophet, Lord, that same spirit only is the one that can quicken it unto us. May the spirit quicken unto every heart in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Bless your servant, replenish him for the virtue that has kept him as we lead the rest of the services of the day to your hands. May all of them draw closer unto you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. Amen.